Well, welcome to Mel Brewer. I won't pretend I'm live. I'm actually at Husker Du. This was taped yesterday afternoon, and my guest this afternoon is...
Rob Rebsel. Hello, listeners.
Yes, and Rob is responsible for generic drivel. Rob, what
or
is generic drivel?
Responsible, as the case may be.
Okay.
It's a way of life. It's what happens when you've been living in Delta for a long time. You put out magazines and you put out cassettes, and it keeps you sane.
Okay, let's touch briefly on the cassette here. What we just heard was the single off your cassette band Cover, right?
That's right.
Performed by No Fun?
Yeah, it's a cover from an obscure band called Sagittarius, and it was actually a single, and it was actually in the top 30. And this is the single version, and for the single version, they put a speech in it for some reason to make it more commercial, if you can figure out that logic.
Okay.
And this original speech is by Peter Bergman from Fire Sign Theater.
How long ago was this in the top 30?
1967.
So almost 20 years now.
It's older than me anyways.
Right. Speaking of which, you said you had to skip out of class to come here?
Yeah.
Which one?
Lit and French. Yeah. My French teacher let me go with her blessings, so no problem.
Right. So do your parents say anything?
Yes. They're pretty vocal about it. They're usually against it.
Right, so hopefully you won't have told them you're on radio tonight, well, saying you're skipping out, then, is this it?
That's true, yeah.
Okay. So how often does Generic Drivel come out?
It is a bi-monthly, but it usually gets stuck in ruts every once in a while. The excuse now is the tape, and that I've got final exams coming up. Mm-hmm. And I'm writing scholarships in half my classes, and the other half I'm just there to get a suntan, I suppose.
Is that possible in Delta?
Well, yes. We're actually, where we are, we're pretty high up in the hills, so we get some sun.
Okay, good.
It's amazing, but true. What was the question?
I think we were asking how often Generic Drivel comes out, and you said there's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. Right now it's kind of dormant, but it'll be like Mount St. Helens when it... sets off again, it won't be a pretty sight.
Right. So do you charge money to own copies, or do you give it away, or what?
Yeah, it's sold in a lot of the stores around town. I think Zulu and Track are the only ones left with the old issue, which is the last issue.
Mm-hmm. So how many issues have you put out in total?
There's been 5.
Okay. Well, let's hear something else off the cassette. Next up, Bruno Jersey's Medallion. How did you get them to come aboard on the project, as it were?
Well, I saw them open for NRBQ, and they played lots of covers, and they did them quite well, so they were one of the first bands I approached.
Okay.
So they're doing a Seeds of Time tune, which is my hometown.
The Seeds were a local band, weren't they?
That's right.
Okay, then, my hometown. Okay, we're back. That was really nice.
Yeah.
So, we'll cut that bit out. Okay. And we're back now. So, this is sort of a major undertaking for someone who's not yet graduated from high school. What prompted you to try it?
Well, it's basically trying to make money to support the magazine, and... I think the record label has taken precedence over it now because it is making money. I've tried various other stupid things like putting on a benefit show, which I won't touch on again because I cringe every time I think about it.
It didn't benefit.
No, it didn't. It benefited nobody.
That's sort of a, not really a benefit show at all then, is it?
No, not really. And I put out one cassette prior to this, which was the Do Not Open Till Christmas compilation. And that did reasonably well.
How many copies did you make?
I only made a couple of hundred because I put it out 2 weeks before Christmas, so I had only 2 weeks to sell many.
Did it work?
It worked, yeah. But as soon as Boxing Day rolled around and I tried to unload, some people would like say Christmas music and they'd like double over.
I see. So you're holding them off till next year then?
Re-released in November and possibly a volume 2.
Well, that'd be fun. Okay, well, I noticed it isn't the Generic Drivel record label. You've given it another name.
Yeah, it's Garbanzo Bean Productions. It is autonomous of Generic Drivel. But basically the same people work on it. as the staff.
Mm-hmm. So you might want to give credit to the other kind folks out there in Delta who are helping you then.
Oh, sure. Okay. There's the co-editor and layout guy who designed this wonderful piece of art, whose name is Dave Dedrick. There's David M., who came up with the design.
He of No Fun fame?
Yes, right. And he's a regular columnist in generic drivel. Arg, the famous Richmond artist who's responsible for the DOA coloring book. He did this picture of the disgruntled guy. This is sort of a message here. I don't know.
Okay, well, he's holding up right now the piece of paper that comes up in the cassette.
Sometimes referred to as a cover.
Right, okay.
As part of the joke, I was going to release them without covers, but I don't know.
Seeing as the name was Van Covers, right?
Yeah. In the spirit of Expo 86, Vancouver's finest bands rip off other people's songs. That's the catchphrase. And then it folds out, and at the end you see this guy leaning in a doorway, which could be someone kicked out of an East End apartment or someone living in Delta and having nothing else to do. And the other catchphrase, there's two for the price of one, which is a tape so great they almost named a city after it.
Okay, speaking of price, how much is this fine product going to run to a consumer?
About $5.50 to $6, depending on where you buy it. It's currently available at Collectors, Track, and Zulu, and will be available in Victoria, Bellingham, and Seattle shortly.
Are you going to try and get any released on the Expo site, for instance? Or?
I might try and sell some in front. Expo is one of the major reasons I released this, because there's going to be a lot of people with lots of money to spend coming into town. And hopefully if they see Expo 86 on the cover, well, you never know. It's directed at people with more dollars than cents.
I see. So, you, in fact, any local people who would go out and buy this then would be, in your opinion, fools. Is this the message?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, come on.
It's marketed at them, too. I'm trying to include everybody in the spirit of Expo, of course.
Right, inviting the world.
That's right.
And not forgetting the folks down at the downtown east side.
Yeah, if anyone wants to check out the Delta Pavilion, it's at my house. It'll have various cultural attributes that you can find in Delta.
Such as?
Well, there's a couple of Wally Burnouts in Exile. They're going to give some seminars on turning cars over and things like that.
Making the province?
Yeah.
Okay, and on that high note, we now turn to CITR's own I, Weed Eater.
That's right. This is the only local talent on the cassette, because they are from Delta. Garnet lives there, even though he does consider himself an urbanite.
Well, because he does travel to town quite a bit.
He does, but there's no getting away from your roots. And Delta actually isn't as dead as one seems. The best heavy metal band in the province, maybe even Canada, maybe the world. Witch's Hammer come from there, also going to my school.
Really?
Yep.
They have not yet graduated.
Well, a couple. One, the guitar player, is going to the school, but the rest are.
What do they take? Other things. Out there, like shop or
I don't
English
know.
Lit?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay, so this is I, Weed Eater, and what's he doing?
He's doing Don't Call Us, We'll Call You by Sugarloaf.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're back. And I believe the guitar playing there was by Paul Funk, another one of the CITR's, radio DJ rock star guys. I think he's also in Excited for His Daughter. I just had to give Paul that plug there, because I think he'd want us to do that for him.
No problem.
Okay, so let's talk again about the magazine. Do you have any sort of editorial philosophy?
Well, yeah, fuck them if they can't take a joke is...
Primo?
The way it goes, yeah. That's you don't mess with that, and that's all there is to it. Just trying to annoy people as much as possible. We've in the last issue we released a full page article attacking the Rocket, but they haven't had the guts to reply as yet.
Did you send them a copy?
Yeah, we sent them a copy, and other people sent them photocopies of the article. But
well, perhaps you're listening tonight. What was the essence of the article?
Well, it was just. They started it. They provoked us by saying that we were sexist.
And?
Well, it was true, but there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, I see. Okay, we'll address your letters to Rob Ribsett, care of Generic Dribble. Let's get an address here for just in case they really want to.
Okay, sure. Any letter bombs, live rattlers. That of course is a specialty of lesser interest, another fine writer for the Driv. 7522 Crawford Drive, Delta BC, Canada, V4C666. And if anyone wants to kill me, they never will, because no one can find this house. I give them directions and, you know.
So you feel quite safe then, is it?
Yeah.
You could also...
Protected by Surrey on the north flank, too. You know, it's impenetrable.
I've always thought of Surrey as fairly impenetrable myself, actually.
Right. And Surrey has a pretty active music scene happening there, too. Delta has territorial claims in Cloverdale and Surrey and all these other outlying districts.
So
maybe someday there'll be an Anschluss or something like that. And Big Delta.
One Big Delta. Is Delta, in fact, will Vancouver be Delta at some point?
I can't really say that on the air right now, but, you know.
Oh, come on. No one's listening anyway. It's late at night.
That's true. They're all at Husker Du. I know I am.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, it's possible, yeah. The Delta scene will come up and swallow up the Vancouver scene.
Okay.
This could happen in a matter of months.
So we'll keep a lookout for that. Will you be, I guess we can look in the Generic Drivel for coverage of this event, if it happens.
Yeah, there will be more Delta articles in forthcoming issues of Generic Drivel if they ever materialize. There are lots of exciting things happening now in Delta.
Mm-hmm. Well, I realize we've completely lost track of what we started on here. What did you say about the rocket?
The rocket? Well, we just said they were, I need the article here. I didn't actually write it. But it was a bunch of derogatory comments about, I don't know, their layout and their way of life in Seattle and...
stuff like that?
Everything, yeah. Everything they stand for.
Okay. I could see that. You know, I'm surprised they haven't replied yet. I really am.
Well, it's hard to put words together, I suppose. They're still reeling.
All right. And on that high note, well, the Frank Frink 5, who... It says here on the cassette, on the cover, sorry, that they wish to remain anonymous. Did a certain Subhumans tune in a polka fashion, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now we'll pretend that we're listening to the song. What's it sound like anyway?
The production on this song is really lousy. Oh. But it's a fine song. You skipped a Merry Cow for some reason.
Well, we'll come back to it if we've got time.
Okay.
I may end up playing a few of them, two or three. In fact, I think I will. We'll pretend we heard a Merry Cow as well. But not really. Okay, well, we're back. And what we heard there were the Frank Frink 5 and a mystery band.
Yes, this is a band made up of local rock stars. And this is their side project. They go under the name The Wallflowers.
Some other people who also wish to remain anonymous.
Well, I'll give you a hint. They are appearing on this tape in another band. In fact, one of the people is in two other bands.
Ooh. Okay.
Now phone in right now and you'll win.
Yeah, are we going to give any copies away?
Yeah. If you come up and tell me at Husker Du, after you hear this on Thursday night, you can come down to the Love Affair and you can, you know... find me in the crowd, and if you tell me the right answer, then I'll give you a tape.
That's great. And if no one immediately claims it, perhaps next week we'll try again.
Perhaps.
What does it do for yourself, thinking that there are people contributing to material to this work of yours, and they don't want people to know who they are? Do you feel uncomfortable with that idea?
Not really. Generic Drivel was basically the speakeasy of local publications because every article people weren't allowed to print for their own papers, like the West Ender or the Strait. I can't talk about this too much without getting the people in trouble. But
I see. Okay. So.
But yeah, we did an expose on the slow story when they got beat up at the Metro.
Oh, this is the version where like there's two sides to the story instead of one.
Yeah. There's their side and the right side.
Oh, okay. So then basically you don't have any problem with people not saying who they are when they write things for you?
No problem. In fact, I'll take full credit? Full responsibility as far as lawsuits go. Our last cover, in fact, taunts anybody to sue us. Says so on the cover. Besides, I'm a minor and I can't be sued, so go ahead.
But there was a change in the law today. You can now serve consecutive 3-year terms instead of just 1 3-year term as a juvenile. Are you aware of that?
I am now. Well, I'll have to work it out, but...
Speak to your lawyer.
That's right. The offer still holds. Go ahead. Make my day.
Great. So are you going to be running for mayor of Delta later on as the city as well?
Possibly. I'm not sure. I can't say too much about that. There's people. There's people lurking around corners trying to get at me, so I can't really telegraph my moves.
Okay, then. Well, with this, do you now see the magazine becoming much more secondary? Do you see the music biz taking over now?
I think so. I think more people want to listen to music than read about it.
Okay. Are you yourself going to step behind the microphone at some point and grace us all with something?
I don't know. I've done some singing in the shower. I've got some demo tapes, but that's about it. I don't think so.
No, okay.
No.
Well, let's, I think what we're going to manage to do here in this show is listen to everything on the tape. So, A Merry Cow we'll hear next, along with Gopher 3. Anything you particularly like to say about these two bands? Or the songs they did?
A Merry Cow's tune is Honey Don't by Carl Perkins, which is about all I can say for it, because it was recorded at Burritosville Studios, which is another up-and-coming studio.
In Delta?
No, it's not in Delta. Oh. I'm throwing in a plug for something in Vancouver. That's if it really needs it. Gopher 3 doing Nazareth's and Joni Mitchell's This Flight Tonight. They were also responsible for holding up this tape. It was going to coincide with the opening of Expo. In fact, I was going to try and generate publicity at it for it by throwing a copy of it at Charles and Die as they were going to cut the ribbon, but
that could have presented a bit of a problem at any rate, really, when you stop to think about it.
I try not to do that. It gets in the way.
Okay, so here we go. 2 songs. I wonder how long this is going to be. Okay, that leaves...
3 more songs.
Okay, we'll listen to these two and the Sorheads last, and that'll be the end of the interview. So we've basically got one more.
How much time have we used up?
And the tape looks like it's about halfway through. So what I'll do is I'll splice the songs in.
Okay.
So it's actually a bit more than halfway. Anyway, if it doesn't run the full hour, that's all right. Anything you want to touch on before we...
No, I don't think so. Just, do you have anything else to ask?
Yeah, I can. Okay, well, we're back, and we just heard Gopher 3 and A Merry Cow. They're both fine, fine songs, I think.
Yeah, even though they got coverage in the Rocket, which doesn't sit too well with me, but, still.
Even though I understand, Lane, who sings for America, actually writes for the Rocket on occasion.
Well, I don't mind that because she was one of the people who photocopied that the article we used to try and provoke them into
some sort of reaction
back. Yep, it's sort of like the U.S. and Libya. We're just trying to make a name for ourselves.
Okay, are you going to now start supporting terrorist attacks on the Rocket offices, perhaps?
Perhaps. The only reason we've been able to keep running Generic Dribble so long, we keep losing money each issue, but since we're bankrolled by the Libyan government, then there's really no need to worry about it.
Right, well, that's very fortunate. Does Momar write for the Generic Dribble at all?
Well, no, but he has submitted a few comics that we might use.
Good.
We're trying to stall them, actually. They're not very good, but
okay, I can see why you wouldn't want to upset him, really, when it gets right down to it.
That's true.
Well, I see My predecessor here at the station, here at Mel Brewer, actually, Jason Grant, has arrived. So after we ship Rob out of here, we're going to finally draw the winners of the survey for the Discord. Did you fill out a survey, Rob?
Yeah, I did.
Well, then this is your big chance. Did you sign it with your telephone number and everything?
Nope.
Well, then it isn't your big chance. See, if you some of you have had the foresight to read the directions. It said, you know, name and telephone number. We'll draw six, I believe, and then presto, we'll have a winner.
What's the prize?
There's six big prizes. The record library is mostly, I think. Oh, Jason's got all the details. Let's not worry about it now. Okay, well, now two more songs. No Means No doing Manic Depression and The Reptiles with I Hear You Knocking. Is this the version of Manic Depression that's on the EP?
No, it's a live version taped at the Commodore 2 years ago. And this was before they released it, so it was still... They still probably enjoyed playing it.
I see.
Because now they play it all the time. I'm not so sure anymore.
Okay, then. Here we go. Okay, so we'll talk about the Reptile song when we come back and then sign off.
Yeah, the Reptile song has a little spoken bit at the end, too. Just so you don't shut it off at the end of the song.
Okay, we're back. And I, as carefully warned, I did not cut off the end of the Reptile song. What do you think he was talking about there?
Well, it was just a message. He was, this was Eric, who was, he left on the end of the tape after he did the mixing for a couple of the other tracks. And this one, he was basically real tired, and he didn't want this to show up on the tape, but it is on the tape, and that's all there is to it.
So, at this point, are the Reptiles just Eric himself?
Well, the studio Reptiles are, but they recently opened for No Fun at the venue, and they were a three-piece.
Well, that's good. I guess that sort of proves, you know, even Eric can't be three places at once. Okay, well, I'd like to thank you very much for coming in this evening. Afternoon, let's not lie. We're sitting here, and it's a sunny afternoon. We're both at Husker Du right now. Remember, if anyone can identify who the Wallflowers are after listening to this and going downtown to the Love Affair at Husker Du and identifying Rob, do you want to describe yourself, Rob?
Yeah, I'm about 8 feet tall. I've got blonde hair.
Right, okay, so you get the idea. So you see an 8 foot tall sort of Nazi wandering around, well, not an Aryan, perhaps, and to ask him, he will, in fact, give away a copy of his new cassette band covers, which we've been hearing songs from all evening. Last up, the Soreheads, a local band, not from Delta, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, no, they also have the distinction of coming from your beautiful city here. They're doing Octopus's Garden, the way you haven't heard it done before.
Right, and this is the second. This will be the second single after the No Fun one.
Well, it depends on what you guys decide to do with it. I'm not sure. It's out of my hands now.
Okay, thanks very much. Well, I'm going to turn off the tape and grab Jason. I hope this turns out all right. I don't know. Okay, I have with me here Jason Grant. He was responsible for the surveys that we had in the Discorder for a few months running. We're now going to draw, as promised, seven big winners, not six, as I said. Okay, Jason, what are they?
Well, we've got two copies, or two collections, from each of Vancouver's, three of Vancouver's
Fine record labels?
Yeah, fine independent record labels, Zulu Records, Network, and Undergrowth. And thanks very much in advance to Grant McDonough, Terry McBride, and Norm Udis from those record labels for providing us with the material. And, right. I hope people who win aren't all at Husker Du tonight.
That's right.
All I hope. But even if you are at Husker Du, don't worry, because
we'll phone you.
We'll phone you, or we'll write to you or something if you gave us your address. And
we'll give you the details on how to pick up the package.
Yes. You can't just drop by. Now, we've got a box full here. Can you see this box? Well, you can hear it.
I can hear it just fine. I can hear it quite loudly. See it quite loudly.
There are only, I'd say, three or four surveys in there that belong to anybody that I am even close to friends with. So there's nothing to worry about.
But a pile of people you'll never speak to ever again, right?
Exactly. And there you can hear all these surveys. We got about 250 of them. And it was very nice of all you people to take the time to read them over and fill them out very carefully and all that. And a Mel Brewer was the highest rated show on the station.
And even so, four, as I recall.
And even four out of five, which was very good. And all those people who participated in Mel and will be participating in Mel, thank you very much. Now
let's cut through the BS, Jason.
Yeah, let's get to the important stuff. Let's cut through. Right, reach in and grab one. Oh God. Okay. I knew I was gonna pick this man, Gord Bodanek, former president of CITR. He's not a member anymore, so he can win this.
Nepotism strives. It yells and screams here at the R.
Yeah. So he wins.
A Zulu record library.
No, he wins an Undergrowth record library.
Yeah, we better announce what we're giving away as we pull them.
Yeah, okay, right, I'll do that. Would you like to hear his comment on the survey?
I don't know, if it involves foul language, we can't, because my mother's probably listening.
Well, no, it'll be too late. She won't be listening.
Yeah, she was last week.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay, well, cut off Jason's bleeping head and ram it down his bleeping throat, then cut off his thumbs and ram, and then it sort of goes off the page.
Right. So I can see what you meant when you said only close to being friends with, not really friends with.
Right, right. So Gord wins an Undergrowth package. Yes,
I'll keep track of this.
Down. That's good. And the second Undergrowth records package, including records by No Means No, Death Sentence, AKOB, and others, goes to... Oh, wow. Somebody folded theirs up like a paper airplane.
Well, they deserve to win, then.
They do. Mr. Greg Hickling from Langley, B.C.
Congratulations, Greg. You can't hear us because we don't go out to Langley, do we?
And he gave Mel Brewer a 5, and he, which is nice. But he also sent
Shows
us...
Shows it at random, really, folks.
He also sent us a nice letter on yellow paper that said all kinds of great things about the station. We really appreciate getting your response to anything we do here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always really welcome because, you know, we're out here, not we, I don't belong here anymore, but these people who work at CITR are out here at the far end of the city out at UBC, and they don't get to see you all the time.
We're locked in dark rooms 24 hours a day.
Okay, Zulu record package goes to...
You have to look at the letter that's attached.
Put it on a letter. R. Versluis.
Absolutely.
From Richmond. And
another winner from the suburbs.
Yeah, no comments, but Mel got a 4.
Decent.
Okay, so that's one 2 Zulu. Undergrowth and 1 Zulu.
Another
and
Zulu.
We'll go for another Zulu here. Dig deep, Jason. Here we go. David Dalton.
DD.
Okay, now this is a person who took a lot of time to fill out. There is some of his comments. I have not yet heard a true generic review, and a rerun generic review causes me to switch off. Certain weekly features are on too early and could switch places with regular programming. Some DJs do not present enough variety in their music. Discorder has too many ads, possibly reduce the ads by charging a fee to list clubs, theaters, events in a concise monthly guide, or put ads at the back of Discorder. There should be weekly CITR-sponsored concerts in the Student Union Building, even showcasing local or student talent. So,
a serious-minded person, Mr. Dalton.
Yes, thank you very much, David. Yeah, absolutely. And you win the second Zulu package.
That's right, and that's what we mean by people writing and selling and telling us what they think. This is the stuff we want. Okay, are we giving away the network stuff now?
Pardon me?
Network record packages?
That's next.
Okay.
Coming up, first network record package goes to Kathy Farina.
Right arm.
From Vancouver. Some of your DJs are boring, she says. In other words, you put me to sleep, but your music is great. Discorder, keep up the good work. Thank you, Kathy. You gave Mel Brewer a 4, so...
Another person who deserves to win.
Yeah, right. Okay, now we dig deep for the second network package, and we come out with...